This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will have snow, continued snow, until I don't even know when. It is, in a word, ugly up and down the northeastern seaboard of this country. It's a misery perhaps most concentrated in airports from New York to Boston and points in between. According to the website FlightAware.com, there have been 6,800 cancellations today and tomorrow, counting, I should probably add there, because there will be more coming. Airlines started grounding flights as early as yesterday, before the flakes even started falling. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson starts us off today with a look into how and when those decisions are made.
Martha Sherman was supposed to fly from New York to San Francisco tomorrow morning. Not happening.
I didn't think that it would have already been canceled, but that's what I discovered and started calling immediately about 11 o'clock last night.
She was on hold till 1 a.m. and was finally rebooked this afternoon after taking her complaint to Twitter, of all places. Not exactly a pleasant experience, but it could be worse. Daryl Jenkins is the chairman of the American Aviation Institute. He says the airlines don't want Martha stuck in the airport or on a plane.
Because you have a forecast a day in advance, what you're doing is trying to make the recovery as orderly as possible. Rebooking and all of that is not pleasant, but it is more orderly than it is elsewise.
When a storm's coming in, the airlines have a tough choice to make. If they cancel too early, they can get stuck on the ground while their competitors are in the air. But if they wait too long, they may have to divert planes, stranding passengers, crew, and equipment in random cities.
You would then have to move those airplanes to try to reestablish a schedule.
Bob Mann is an airline consultant and a former executive with American, Pan Am, and TWA.
So you waste money because airplanes and crews cost money by the minute when they're flying, or in many cases when they're not flying.
By canceling ahead of time, Mann says the airlines can move planes away from the snow. That helps them be more nimble and allows them to get back to a normal schedule faster once the storm passes. And since this is a relatively slow travel period, they'll likely be able to rebook passengers on existing flights over the next few days. So, all in all, the airlines might lose some revenue, but canceling early keeps costs from piling up with the snow. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.